Kildare. Father yelled, "Bird in the field!" And though I saw its wings were longer and sharper hooked than the morning dove's, his voice was bulletproof, deader serious than when he left the head of the dinner table to fire at the solicitors, another, "We're not interested." So I moved his 20-gauge in front of the killdeer and sent the bundle of feathers on an airborne slam dance with the red clay dust. "That was a tough shot," he said, but when his hand squeezed my own, I was not his good son. I was the hollow bones that allow birds flight. I was a bluegill thrown back with a treble hook still deep in its throat.